Doctors treating Ariel Sharon say a CAT scan performed on the Prime Minister is encouraging, indicating a slight reduction in brain swelling, and that Mr. Sharon's other vital signs are within normal limits. Dr. Shlomo Mor Yosef, the director of Jerusalem's Hadassah Hospital, says Mr. Sharon's doctors are ready for the next step in his treatment.
Till tomorrow morning, we are not going to change anything in the management. Tomorrow morning, we'll gradually reduce the depth of the anesthesia, and then we'll be able to evaluate the neurological function of the Prime Minister's brain.
Dr. Mort Yosef says by Monday afternoon, Mr. Sharon's doctors should have a better understanding of the damage caused by the massive stroke and cerebral hemorrhage he suffered last Wednesday. The Hadassah Hospital director says while Mr. Sharon's condition has been stable since Friday, he remains in critical condition. On Saturday, doctors said a CAT scan indicated a slight improvement regarding swelling on the Prime Minister's brain. They also said the left side of Mr. Sharon's brain looked better than the right side, which they said was encouraging because the left side of a person's brain controls the ability to speak. Mr. Sharon's condition continues to dominate life in Israel. At the weekly cabinet meeting, acting Prime Minister Ehud Olmert told his cabinet colleagues that if Mr. Sharon could talk, he would ask them to continue working without interruption on Israel's pressing security, social, and economic issues. Speaking to reporters after the cabinet meeting, Foreign Minister Silvan Shalom of the conservative Likud party said, Israeli politicians are aware of the need for stability at this time.
We need to do everything we can in order to stable the situation. And I've said as Deputy Prime Minister and behalf of all the ministers of my party, the Likud, that we will give all the support that is needed to Vice Prime Minister Ehud Olmert in order to stable the situation, in order to help him to manage. And I think that that's what the people of Israel is asking us now. They would like to see us united.
Israel's cabinet on Sunday did not address whether to allow East Jerusalem Arabs to vote in Palestinian legislative elections scheduled for January 25th. Senior aides to Mr. Sharon had said before his stroke that Israel would not allow East Jerusalem residents to take part in the polls because the Islamic militant group Hamas is taking part, but no final decision had been made on the matter. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas has said if Israel does not allow East Jerusalem residents to vote, the legislative elections will be postponed for 6 months. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.